This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, now to some local stuff. The Blazers, I see, won again last night.
Yeah, it was a really fun
what
game. We were watching it.
We were watching it at the bar. Did you just say what are they doing?
Yes, they're winning.
Well, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, like the tank is off.
Yeah, the tank is off, but every win puts them further and further down the lottery line.
Like they're like two games out of the play.
I know.
They're 23-29.
They're going to get like the 12th pick, and everyone's going to be excited.
They're playing this way. There's a good damn chance they end up in the play-in tournament, which, I mean, I don't know what to make of it because it's so weird because the young guys are developing, and they're playing a fun, up-tempo, some of the defense they're playing, I mean, it is balls-to-the-wall effort, which is awesome to see, but they are relying on a lot of the vets, too, and the vets don't figure this into long-term, and I don't know what to make of it. Does making the play-in and then getting your ass kicked by Oklahoma City in the first round, what does that do for
I guess it proves that you were better than people thought you could be, and maybe it proves something for Chaunce especially, and for some of those guys on that roster.
Yeah, but I guess I go
back to... But it doesn't
get
you any closer to where you need to be.
In the long term, is it just terrifying that you just are in the same cycle of... Look, as fun as this team is, and they're red hot right now, there's not an all-star on this squad. Not a single one. So...
I think you should slow down on putting them in the playoffs.
Well, I'm just saying, like if any of this continues, like Phoenix isn't very good. Sacramento just had their trade. And by the way, they just beat Phoenix twice. They beat Sacramento. Golden State and San Antonio are above them. But again, we'll see where that goes. San Antonio just made the deal for Fox. I'm just saying right now, if you ask which is more likely, Portland going on a 14-game losing streak and ending up with a top six pick, or Portland continue to play their ass off and end up in the play-in, it's the play-in.
Well, yeah, but they're not going to lose 14 in a row. I mean, like I said, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
They're squarely in no man's land again, conveniently, where they're probably not going to make the play-in. I mean, somebody just texted us and said they looked it up on DraftKings. They're plus 2,500 to make the play-in. I mean, it's a long shot. Mm-hmm. But they're also not going to be in the top... What at this point, top eight?
No,
I mean, unless you get lucky with the lottery, you know. So,
but we know after
after
the sixth, your odds of landing one of the top picks, I mean, it kind of falls off the cliff,
right? So they'll have a double digit pick, right? Most likely,
yes. Yeah. You're going to be in that 10, 11, 12 Blazers range.
Do you think that there's any chance Chaunce is their coach next year?
I don't think he wants to be.
Well, of course not.
So you would
have to sign a new contract because isn't it? Or they have a club option, right? Isn't it a team option for next year?
That I don't know.
I'll take a look.
I think that's what somebody told us on the text line the other day.
But I mean, look, if anybody comes calling for him, which they should, I think he's a pretty good coach. He's out of here.
I do not think he would want to be back.
The question is: will somebody come calling for him?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, will that opening?
He's, I mean, he's coach. If he takes this team to the brink of whatever, why not?
Well, I think I would call him.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, if the opportunity is not there for another job, because I think he'd bolt in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah. I'm looking here. I can't click through it because it's the Rose Garden Report. That's Sean Hykins. And it does say entering the contract year. So according to that, he could be, you know.
So if he does not have another offer, what happens with Chauncey Billups?
I think he's gone.
Where's he going?
I still don't. You don't
think they're re-upping him?
Team option for 25-26.
So he does have. All right.
This is what I'm saying. So the team.
So if no one comes for him, does the team say, come on back?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
The team has put themselves in such a, in between a rock and a hard place here.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like there's no way you can't bring him back. If they continue and this is the way they're playing, and even if, you know, they they're not going to continue at this pace. Okay. This isn't one of the four best teams in the NBA. So the, you know, like you mentioned, the odds of making the play-in are still quite high. But if they finish this thing off and they're playing hard and you see the development of Scoot, you see the development of Sharp, right? And these guys are all pulling in the same direction. And I mean, even Cronin said it yesterday at his press conference. This season was about growth and development. We thought it was about growth and development getting a draft pick. Turns out it's just about growth and development. I don't know how you could justify to an organization. I don't know you could justify to your fans. I don't know you could justify it to your young players that here's a guy that took you when you weren't expected to do jack crap and you ended up being one of the more exciting second half teams in the NBA and then say, hey, we're not bringing him back. I just don't see how you can do that. I just don't.
Well, what if they just can't come to terms? Because what I'm guessing will happen is they're being forced to bring him back.
And maybe that's...
I don't know who his agent is.
Yeah.
But I would imagine if it's him, he's like, dude, give me the moon.
Yeah.
You want me to come back? Here's what you've done to me so far. Here's what I want. And then the Blazers are like,
yeah,
you know, and then it becomes this thing of we can't come to terms.
Dude, this is going to be such a weird...
Well, it's already weird.
Well, the whole thing is, but again, we go into this and we're back to the, you know, what do you do in the offseason? Because again,
I'm going to that lake.
Long term, there is a log jam. Like, the core of your team needs to change. Jeremy Grant does not figure into the long-term project here. You can't have three centers, right? You know, Klingon has to have an open opportunity here. Does Robert Williams, you know, what does he do? There's too many. Anthony Simons, do you have to figure that out? Is it Anthony Simons, Scoot, Shaden? Again, you would think one of those has to be gone. And you can't go into next year. So this is going to be another offseason, I think, where we're all just kind of sitting there. And we thought it'd be a big offseason because of the draft pick. And I think it's going to go back to what do you do with the roster? Because there has to be major shifts. This will not be the roster going forward. It can't. And we, like you said, we don't even know what the hell is going to happen with the coach. So at this point, I am done with the frustration of tank, not tank. The last 10 games have been really fun to watch. And it's the first time in years that I can remember sitting down and watching this team and saying, dude, that's an easy team to root for. And that's a fun team to watch. And I'm just going to enjoy the ride. Wait till the off season and hope that, you know, hopefully the chips fall in a good direction.
The old Blazer fan hope.
There's no other choice.
God, you are such a Blazer fan.
There's no other choice. What do you do? Otherwise, you're just beating your head into the wall. What they should have done all along is pull the cord, but they're not going to.
All right, do you agree with these rankings? Next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.